I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hate it or love it, there's still only one undefeated team in football, and they play tonight against Baker Mayfield. That's it.
That is it. Yes, it is the Kansas City Chiefs and Baker Mayfield. And you know what? We're thankful for a lot of Chiefs. Every day at 6:40 next week, beginning next week, we're going to play a highlight of a Chiefs player that we are thankful for. Then caller six will be qualified every day during the giveaway for a $500 grand prize to Hy-Vee. How about that? Ooh. Right in time for Thanksgiving, we're going to give somebody a $500 gift card to Hy-Vee, and you guys will have the opportunity to win that beginning next Monday at 6:40 a.m. So every day next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, that's how it goes, November 4th through the 8th at 6:40. You're going to have an opportunity to qualify, and then one of our qualifiers will win that $500 gift card to Hy-Vee. So be listening next week.
So we'll play a highlight of Patrick Mahomes.
That's right.
No name. Drops back and throws. Yeah. All right.
As good as Mac edited the last ones, I mean, I'm sure we'll have a lot of great giveaways to
it's another catch for Rashee Rice, and the Chiefs are up six.
All right. Who was that Chief that we just played the highlight of? If you didn't get the name right, you lose your privileges.
That's right. You lose your ability to drink a cup of coffee in the morning.
Mac, Rice. I'm interested in what you think this game tonight shows you. Because a lot of people would say that this could be a trap game. A lot of people have trap game
17th.
Vibes.
Oh, trap game.
Yeah.
Oh,
my bad. Like, a lot of people will sit here and be like, well, Tampa Bay's beat up. They run the ball. Nobody runs the ball against the Chiefs. It just, when I look at this.
Does Tampa have any other option but to run the football?
Yeah, not anymore.
I mean, Godwin and Evans being out. Massive. Kate Otten is their tight end, who's probably going to get heavily targeted by Baker because tight ends seem to do well in this against the Chiefs defense.
But if he's the number one weapon,
that's like, what I was thinking too.
If he's the number one weapon tonight, is he going to be the guy that beats the Chiefs, or is it going to be somebody that?
I think you have the same recipe you had against Vegas.
Just let Brock Bowers beat you.
I mean,
but who else is there on Tampa at this point in time?
Right.
That, you know,
I mean, Rashad White, was there on Las Vegas though. Right. That's the question.
Rashad White and Bucky Irving are going to dual threat their backfield. They're going to obviously go out. Bucky Irving's like their lightning, and then White, the local kid, is like their thunder. But I'm interested. Like, you look at this game, right? We look at it. Chiefs heavily favored in this game. I think 8.5, 9.
I think it's nine plus maybe now.
They're nine next week, too.
At home, extra couple days off because they play Monday Night Football. So, I mean, am I missing anything?
Like, I don't know, man. Like, I'm kind of with Mac on this one. Like, Otten is the guy who you would think tonight is going to be the star of the offense. The Chiefs do a pretty good job of taking the stars away, and then somebody else will beat you. Now, I know it's been the tight ends, but those other teams had wide receivers, right? Flowers and guys like that. You start to go down the list of, you know, teams that have good wide receivers. Cincinnati, obviously, their wide receiver didn't beat us. It was the tight end and whatnot. So, I think tonight, because the tight end is arguably the best weapon that they have on Tampa right now, I think they find a way to take him out and they let somebody else beat you. I don't know. That's just kind of the way it's been, you know, with this team.
I think the start of this game is so vital for Tampa Bay, because if they mess up their first couple of drives, they get down 7-10 points. I mean, then their script is completely out the window. They're going to have to score early because they have to rely on Kate Otten and their two running backs. And if they can't do that, once they start, got to throw to what? Sterling Shepard, McMillan, a bunch of no names, the guy, you know. Literally, I mean, it is the embodiment of that's their wide receiving core right now without
Godwin
and Evans.
You've never heard of Rakeem Jarrett?
Jarrett, of course.
What about Ryan Miller?
Yeah.
Or it's Trey Palmer.
Go Vols.
Is that the guy that used to work for NFL Network?
It is, yes. He hosted The Bachelor, too.
Oh, yeah, nice.
That's right, yeah.
So he's a good-looking dude.
Yeah, you better believe he is.
This could be the first game where the Chiefs, I mean, I don't know about first, but I'd say like a real defiant win in the scoreboard as well. Not just we're watching the game. Oh, yeah, they won that game defiantly. Like, this could be a scoreboard. Box score watcher gets on their phone on Tuesday morning. Wow, the Chiefs dominated that game. Where they wouldn't do that with the Raiders score. They get on their phone the next day. Oh, wow, Raiders almost beat the Chiefs, really. When we all know that game was over.
That game was over in the third quarter.
Yeah,
Speaking of over, the Raiders fired their entire offensive coaching staff at midnight last night.
Just again.
Like
fourth time in 5 years, they've either fired a coordinator or a head coach midseason.
Is it really?
I just saw it.
That's the sign of a successful organization, right? Like, and we were kind of talking about it before the show. I know, and that's my point. That's a million percent my point. Like, you're only as good as your owner. And when you have Mark Davis and, you know, clown number 3 and 4 running your team, like, I'm sorry, you're not going to have a lot of success. And so you were saying before the show, like, I guess Antonio Pierce is next. And we're like, who do you hire? Yeah. Like, you have literally fired and hired everybody out there in Oakland. Would you think they hire Gruden back?
I mean,
that's not the worst option.
Schefter, yes. Schefter says this marks the fourth time in the past 5 years that the Raiders have switched coordinators or head coaches in the middle of the season.
That's insane. I mean, you can't put a winning organization on the field when you're constantly changing those positions. And as bad as it looks, eventually you just got to say, hey, we got to stick with this. If you believed Antonio Pierce was the right guy in January when you hired him, it's November.
Yep.
Unless he lit himself on fire and ran down the strip naked, nothing's changed with Antonio Pierce. So get him a quarterback and stick with him.
Last week, going off track record of Tampa Bay's offense, Baker Mayfield threw for 330 yards, 3 touchdowns. Now, it was a committee, right? It was Kate Otten, Rakeem Jarrett, Bucky Irving, Rashad White, some guy named McMillan, like Palmer, guys like that I've never heard of. But they didn't run the ball very well against Atlanta. They ran the ball 15 times. For, I don't know, 80 yards, 44 and 29 by both guys.
Okay.
No one runs against the Chiefs.
That's right.
And when I say no one, I mean major names. J.K. Dobbins, right? Derrick Henry, guys like that.
Bijan Robinson.
Bijan Robinson, who had a game yesterday. Guys like that aren't running the ball against the Kansas City Chiefs. Kansas City Chiefs just know how to stop the run.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting because when Tampa Bay played the Ravens, I think it was 2 weeks ago now. That game started off, I don't know, pretty well for Tampa Bay. And then, like Mac was saying, that brought back a memory is that the opening drive for the Ravens or the first couple drives or for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers is super vital for them because if Baker makes mistakes, he doesn't play well when he's down. And especially against a team like the Kansas City Chiefs, I think this is more so why the Kansas City Chiefs are 7-0. I think they're obviously super talented, but I also think that like when you play the Chiefs, not only are you intimidated because who they are, but you're intimidated because you almost have to play a perfect game because you know they're going to.
No, God, yes.
Like I know Mahomes has thrown a ton of picks and I know some have been deflected, but it's how they react to those. Like then it's like, okay, Spags, like, go do something else. And you know, some of those times the teams get field goals. Some of those times those teams turn the ball over again, like Joe Burrow did, like Mahomes throws a pick to Cambridge Taylor, and it's an amazing pick. And then the very next like possession or two possessions later, Joe Burrow fumbles.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing is like if Baker has to play perfect football and can't just be Baker where he's loose and fluid and just doesn't have a care in the world, then the Chiefs are, you know, going to be in for a back and forth battle. But if Tampa Bay comes out early, and, you know, it's supposed to rain today and be a little bit sloppy, whatever. And Mahomes gets the ball, and the Chiefs defense goes out there and stops Baker. 3 and out. Chiefs get the ball, methodical drive, like always. 7 points, and then Baker goes down, throws an interception. We might get the text from you at that point.
You may get it early tonight. There's no question about it. And I think, you know,
talk to me like that. Yeah. Buy me breakfast first, man.
Yeah, I don't know. A little early for that.
You may get it early tonight.
You may get it early tonight. I'm going to tell you. I hope, honest to God, I hope it's one of those games where you feel free to shut the TV off at halftime. If you got an early morning or whatever.
Brain
or whatever. Like, it's one of those games where you're like, all right, they won 41-10. Not a lot to see here. Let's get ready for
21-3.5.
Yeah. Something of that nature, you know, where people are leaving at halftime. The rain is like, all right, we're out of here. This team has got this thing, you know, in the bag type of game. And so that's kind of what I'm hoping for, you know, in this one. But I've come to realize watching a lot of the NFL, and I think Tampa kind of falls into this category as well, of kind of what you were saying. Mm. These teams are good in their first 15 plays, and then nobody knows what to do after the script runs out anymore in the NFL. And I think we're seeing that a lot in this league. Just, you know, with the Chiefs having so many primetime games, you get the opportunity to kind of sit back and casually watch what's going on around the rest of the league. And a lot of these teams are great on those first drives. They just are because they're scripted. They know what they're going to do. They've worked on it all week in practice. It's their 15 best plays. Mm-hmm. And they go, and then they get to play 16, and we're like, and then everything collapses on these teams. The Chiefs don't do that because they're a veteran-led team. They've got a great head coach. They got a great offensive coordinator, a great quarterback, mm-hmm. and all that kind of stuff. They don't panic under pressure. And so I think in the NFL now, you know, unless you're Detroit or Kansas City, you get these guys off kilter a little bit. There's not a lot of of wiggle room for teams to recover and come back from once you knock them off kilter. And I'm talking about the Chiefs. And so knock these guys off a little bit early. Get Baker frustrated, because a frustrated Baker, you know how he gets. If he gets frustrated, it's going to be pouting and all that kind of stuff like a kid and whatnot. That's just his emotions, and that's who he is, and you can't hold it against him. But that's what he does. He gets frustrated early. So get him frustrated early. Throw the knockout blow early in this game. Finish this game off, because on paper, this isn't really that big of a game, and I hope that doesn't factor into the Chiefs tonight where they're looking ahead to Denver next week, a divisional game and all that.
Yeah, Baker Mayfield reminds me of the guy that you can go on like vacations with, that when you're on the stretch of highway where you can just hit cruise control, go 70, no worries. But once you hit traffic, or once you start like hearing your Google Maps like exit in 1 mile, they start getting frantic. That's Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Baker Mayfield, when he just can go back there and sit there and be like, okay, there's my target. It's, you know, we're doing all right. Once it's like a point where, again, maybe it's the Chiefs that can do that to him as well, being the superior team in the NFL. Mm-hmm. Once he starts having to like think and trying to do too much, that's when the mistakes happen. That's what he did against Baltimore in that Monday Night Football game. Is he started the game off. He was, again, had both of his targets in that game, Mike Evans and Chris Godwin. But then it was like, all right, we're getting ready to get to our destination point. Like, oh, shoot, I got an interception. Right. All right, dang it, that's all right. Pop his Zen in on the sideline, get back out there. All right, which he did do that, which is awesome. Yeah, I love that. Let be yourself. So did Harbaugh. I think he put one in, too, on the sideline. Mm-hmm. And but, no, I think that's what he is. He's a driver that when he's able to just take the long stretch, put in cruise control, it looks great. MVP, I mean, he leads the league in touchdown passes, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. And then when he starts getting closer and closer to his destinations and things start to kind of add up, the feet start moving a little bit quicker, the mind starts to race, and then you see the performance distribute itself as well, which can lead to turnovers. If there's one thing, man, Spag smells blood.
You're gonna get blood, and I think that's what's gonna happen tonight. I just think Tampa Bay's too beat up, you know, to really give the Chiefs much of a challenge tonight. Now I sit here and I say that it'll probably be a close game because it's the NFL, and that's ultimately what happens. But I think this is one of those games. I don't think the Chiefs want to mess around tonight, especially with the rain. You don't want to get dudes hurt. You want to go out there, get this lead early, be able to sit everybody at the tail end of the game, give some people rest, give people the opportunity with a short week now coming up to get ready for this game against Denver on Sunday at noon. And so I would love for Chris Jones to be laughing on the sidelines with, you know, 5 minutes to go in the third quarter.
I hope they're swag serving before the two-minute warning.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, that kind of stuff. Like, we need that back. We need that back in Kansas City. We need one of those. I know we're 7-0 and we're the best team in the NFL, but I feel like everybody in this town just needs a blowout win, right? Like, we just need to see this team go out there and just slobber knock somebody tonight. Motorboat the hell out of them.
Yeah, 35-10. Go out. And again, I really think the start is going, because you talk about, you know, give Baker Mayfield a traffic jam early, because if that happens, you're right, the interceptions will start to flow. He's going to start running. He'll fumble. And they don't have the defense to back it up. The Chiefs have those new weapons with DeAndre Hopkins. Kareem Hunt's going to do great. I think this could be the first game where it feels like not just that they controlled the game, but they actually finished it.
Yeah.
They closed out these drives. They made the turnovers when they needed to happen.
Scored in the red zone. Like DeAndre Hopkins is going to be big tonight. I wish it wasn't raining, because I do think that does factor in a lot of what you can do, you know, offensively, or what you want to do offensively. But I still think DeAndre Hopkins is going to be a big factor. Like, I don't know. I'm excited to watch the red zone offense tonight.
Yes.
Like geek 101 here. Like, I'm interested to see what they do in the red zone now. Now that they've got DeAndre Hopkins, they've got Kareem Hunt running well right now. Like, I don't think the red zone should be a situation that's kryptonite anymore for this team.
30% chance of rain all evening. So
all evening.
Okay. See how that goes. But you know what? Just get me out of this game with no injuries.
That's the other thing, too. Yep. Like, this is one of those games. You're like, just win this thing and let's go.
I don't care if you win 10-7. Nobody gets hurt. You're 8-0.
Yeah.
That's a huge, massive victory for
me. Yeah. Score doesn't matter.
Overreaction Monday time. I love this part of the show on Mondays because it makes me feel like I kind of know what I'm talking about, but also I have no idea what I'm talking about.
No, we don't. We have no clue.
Bob, lead the way.
All right. I don't know if this is an overreaction or not, but the Broncos defense was way overrated, like 100% benefit of their schedule. So I don't know if that's an overreaction because they may play good next week against us. Who the hell knows? But I think the Broncos defense was shown yesterday that you're not as good as the Denver Post was telling you. Derrick Henry in Baltimore. I'm not sure how to phrase this properly with grammar. Is that the best free agent marriage in the history of the NFL? Like, I can't think of a better marriage than Derrick Henry and Baltimore right now. It feels right. It looks right. He's producing. I feel like he's been a Baltimore Raven his entire career.
Was Priest a free agent?
Priest was a free agent back in the day.
Pretty decent one there.
It was a good marriage. Yeah, no doubt. That was a really good marriage.
Everybody won, right?
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Right? Except the Chiefs in the playoffs.
Yeah.
But other than that, I mean, like Derrick Henry, man, I was completely wrong on him. He's just been phenomenal. Like, where's Baltimore without Derrick Henry? They're Dallas.
They probably don't have three losses. They probably have four.
And maybe or maybe they're worse. Maybe they're worse. But I mean, it's just been a great marriage. Yeah.
There's a bunch of offensive linemen that are going to get some Rolexes at the end of the season.
I would hope. Yeah. I would hope so. Daniel Jones is the worst contract in NFL history. And I said that on Twitter yesterday.
As soon as you said I went to your mentions, I'm like, every time I see Watson, I'm going to take a drink of my beer.
Right.
Watson.
Yeah. Right. And people said, what about Watson? Right.
Sip.
And the
Watson.
Difference.
Yes.
The difference to me is, yes, Watson is a horrible human being, and it was a bad contract, you know, with the guaranteed money. But at least you could say they made that move because they thought Deshaun Watson had some talent, right? You thought Deshaun Watson had some talent. The Giants re-signed Daniel Jones knowing he had no talent. He went 672 days without a touchdown.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Down at Giant Stadium, the Chiefs won two Super Bowls in that time frame.
Mm-hmm.
In between Daniel Jones touchdown drives at Giant Stadium, the Chiefs won two Super Bowls.
Is he your dad's most hated Giant of all time?
I don't know
if there was a guy that was out there before. I mean, I know there's been some names, but I didn't know if
I'm sure there's somebody from like the 60s or something that he doesn't
Where
like.
Where was Malik Nabers yesterday?
I don't know. Yeah.
Were we too early?
Maybe.
Were we too early on Malik?
Maybe.
No, it's fine.
Okay.
It's fine.
Too early on Caleb, too, maybe, too. Yeah, he was not good yesterday. He's out of the offensive rookie of the year.
Percentage-wise, he was not good. Yardage and everything else. No interceptions, no fumbles.
How many points did they score?
That's right.
Yeah. And then Tyreek Hill, he's just a Jag now, man. He's nothing special.
I thought he was a Dolphin.
No, he's a Jag. Just a guy. He's just a guy. He is no longer a special player in the NFL.
Carrington had a stat yesterday that made me like go, what? He has as many receiving touchdowns as Bo Nix.
One. Yeah, that's wild. Yeah, Tyreek Hill is just an average Joe. He is no longer a game breaker. He's no longer an important player. He's no longer somebody you have to worry about. He's no longer even being targeted by his own team. Wow. Tyreek Hill is a role player, a minor player in the NFL.
24 hours later. Tyreek Hill's been traded to the Kansas City. Chiefs got a guy, dude.
Hall of Famer. I don't know that he's going to be coming here to Kansas City.
Oh, if I'm Miami, I sell everybody.
Oh, I would too. Yeah, yes. I would
we can
absolutely
get into that a little bit later as well. Mac, are we good? Nope, we're good.
Yep,
Tyreek Hill's done.
Yep.
The speed's finally going away. You think?
Yeah, I do. What has he done this year? Even with his guy back, he hasn't been anything productive.
Yeah, and if you're as good as he was supposed to be, you're supposed to do stuff. I don't care if it's Skylar Thompson or whoever back there. Like, you're supposed to produce.
You're supposed to produce.
Hey,
yeah.
Guys. Hey.
My bad.
He's the number one player in the NFL, according to the top 100 list made by the
He's one step
players.
Above Albert Wilson. Can't win without Patrick.
And he's in Miami.
That's right.
All right, Mac, go ahead.
I think Patriots found their franchise quarterback. I know it was the Titans. I know, like, if you look at the stats, one touchdown, two interceptions, you're not going to be wowed. But, like, Drake May made some amazing plays yesterday behind the line of scrimmage, keeping his eyes downfield. He's made some great plays. I think he's really fun. He's the only fun part of that Patriots team. And
I think Robert Kraft's pretty fun to watch.
That's fair. Good day for New England, right? You know, Drake May had some really good moments, and they still lost the game. It's exactly what New England wants.
Yeah, they're the number one team right now for draft, you know, pick procedures, if you will.
Exactly. Yes. I probably get a tackle to pair up with Drake May over there. The Chargers are an upset alert for someone in the playoffs. This is a wild card beware team. You know, I think last week we were going through the playoff matchups. I think it was LA and Houston. Like, that matchup to me, even like from last week to this week, has changed. Like, I think the Chargers have a serious chance in the playoffs against a team like a Houston Texans. Bryce Young. Hey, it's Overreaction Monday. Bryce Young may have turned his career around yesterday.
Oh, boy.
It was one game. It was at home.
Boy.
It was only his second home win, I think. But really good for Bryce Young. And on a serious note, I don't think I want to see Chris Olave play for the rest of the season.
That was brutal.
Yeah.
Yeah, that, I mean, Dusty and I were talking about that before the game. Like, the amount of flags that came in on that play.
It was like a video game.
I mean, it was insane. Like, every ref, they're just bombarded with flags. Like, that's how bad a hit that was.
I'll do this quick. My overreaction, there are only two great teams in the NFL. Great teams. That is the Chiefs and the Detroit Lions.
That's not an overreaction.
Lions.
That is a fact.
Some people would say there might be four. Might be Buffalo and Baltimore in there.
They're not
great teams.
They got a lot of losses.
So. I thought it was funny. The stat I heard yesterday was Buffalo has a significant and the biggest margin of lead in their division. They're 6-2. The Chiefs are 7-0, and their entire division is close because they haven't played anybody.
Right.
I go further on. Arizona is going to win the NFC West. I know that division is wide open.
Everybody's 4-4 in that division now, right?
Niners had a bye week. Rams looked meh, right? Puka Nacua is out there throwing
punches.
Gotta
win.
They did get a win. Seattle, I'm not sure about them anymore. Geno Smith's just too much of a wild card.
How about that dime from Matthew Stafford to DeMarcus Robinson, of all people?
That was a one-handed snag that won the game. That was beautiful to see.
Mean,
and people
wow.
thought they were going to try to trade him. Not happening. I think Arizona wins that division. I think Dennis Allen might be the worst coach in my lifetime.
Oh, no. You Todd Haley was here. What year were you born?
1987.
Yeah, there's been a lot of bad ones,
Dennis Allen made Bryce Young look good, and that's something you have to say out loud three times to believe it. I think the Kelly Green Philadelphia Eagles jerseys are the GOAT.
Yeah, they're unbelievably awesome.
Or a new
awesome.
Term I call the boat. They're the best of all time.
Yeah.
Right? Like, those jerseys that like, gunmetal gray with that Kelly Green and the fly.
They're just so good. It was yesterday like retro day in the NFL.
Keep it up, you know. I mean, it will be tonight on Monday Night Football for the Chiefs. And Dallas is now going to tank the rest of the year. Mike McCarthy will be fired midseason, and they'll just rip the Band-Aid off, hopefully, to give their fan base something, because that was brutal yesterday. Seeing Dak get hurt, seeing CeeDee Lamb get hurt, knowing Micah Parsons is out, knowing at the beginning of the season they needed to sign those three guys for the future of their team, and they did.
That thing is done.
That is
in
a
Dallas.
When you see the dumpster on fire down the street in torment, that is Dallas. I think they will fire McCarthy midseason, even though Jerry Jones says he won't. He's a liar. We know that. It's been proven before. And one more overreaction. Zay Flowers, top five receiver in the NFL. Zay Flowers is a stud, dude.
He's very good.
How'd he do against the Chiefs?
I don't know. I'm just saying as a position player.
No, I bet I've been furthering his point along. Like, he's so good, and the Chiefs are like, see you later,
How'd Derrick
Henry
do against the Chiefs?
Yeah, exactly. Like, I mean, like, I hate to say it. At 7-0, this league is sleeping on the Kansas City Chiefs.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.